Tonight I'll sing my songs again. I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Simon Garfunkel, Homeward Bound. 8 o'clock at WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and your Christmas classics, too. I don't know if you remember old school mentalist and frequent Johnny Carson guest, the amazing Kreskin. Remember him? He passed away yesterday at age 89. He was always entertaining. And some said he really was a mentalist. He could do what he did. There was a movie based on him. It was called The Great Buck Howard. I saw this movie with John Malkovich and Colin Hanks, and even Tom Hanks, I think, was in the film as well. And it's based upon his career. It's called The Great Buck Howard. And he kind of endorsed the movie. He saw the film, and he said, yeah, it's based on my life. And if you get a chance, get the DVD of that film from the library or wherever you know, I don't think streaming services might not have it now. But The Great Buck Howard, it's a good movie. The amazing Kreskin. I remember him. He was amazing. 801 at WRJN now.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Seek Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with developing news from Syria and a CBS News exclusive. The discovery of Travis Timmerman, a man from Urbana, Missouri, who says he was imprisoned half a year ago. He spoke with correspondent Elizabeth Palmer near Damascus.
Timmerman had been imprisoned for 7 months after crossing Syria's border illegally on a Christian pilgrimage.
What was the hardest part for you of being in prison?
There wasn't a hard part. It's too bad. It wasn't bad. I was never beaten.
With no idea that the dictator was gone, Timmerman made up his mind to leave Syria secretly, and he was walking with his head down, sleeping in abandoned houses until he was spotted this morning in an orchard.
Timmerman says he was freed by two men with AK-47s who broke down his prison door with a hammer Monday. That's a day after rebels ousted Syria's longtime leader Bashar al-Assad. The White House has announced what it says is the largest single-day grant of clemency. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
Biden is commuting the sentences of 1,500 people who are serving long prison sentences. Many of them, the president says, would receive lower sentences if they were charged today.
Many had been placed in home confinement during the pandemic. It's official. Time magazine has named Donald Trump as its Person of the Year for the second time. He was recognized the first time in 2016. The president-elect will ring the bell of the New York Stock Exchange in about an hour and a half. An update on the wind-driven wildfire raging west of Los Angeles. CBS's Carter Evans.
It's been a nonstop battle for crews trying to contain the Franklin Fire across Malibu, and it's forced some 6,000 residents from their home. Since Monday, it's consumed more than 4,000 acres, and with it, several houses. Nearly 2,000 first responders at local, state, and federal levels are working tirelessly to establish containment lines.
An 11-year-old girl has been rescued off Italy after clinging to an inner tube for 3 days and three nights. CBS's Vicki Barker at the foreign desk.
The girl, reportedly from Sierra Leone, was apparently the only survivor among 45 people whose boat sank in a storm. It's estimated nearly 31,000 migrants have died or gone missing in the past decade trying to cross the Mediterranean. Searching for a better life.
A new reason for kids to stay away from cigarettes. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
The health risks from smoking are widely known, but a new study from the American College of Cardiology finds smoking tobacco in the teenage years and early 20s can cause lasting damage to heart muscle and function.
CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. In for Stuart J. Waddles, this is Chris Morrow. Have you noticed it's cold out today? Hasn't been this cold since January of earlier this year. Going to stay that way most of the day today with winds gusting over 25 miles per hour. While temperatures may be in the very low teens for a high, wind chills will be well below zero. Make sure you're bundled up. Don't let exposed skin catch frostbite. Things warm up again by the weekend. As you might expect with this cold weather, scammers are getting in on things. They're trying to call people up and convince them to send them money or they're going to have their heat turned off. Simply not true. It's a scam. There's a moratorium on shutting off heat during this time of the year. There's no way authorities will turn it off when temperatures are this cold. You have time to make arrangements, and the cutoff date comes in mid-March. On the topic of electricity, power is pumping out of Paris. We Energy says the 200-megawatt solar operation in Kenosha County now online. The Paris Solar Park has almost 500,000 solar panels that can power about 60,000 homes. Again, it stays cold throughout the day today. The forecast here in moments. And back with more timeless hits. That's an update on news. We do updates twice an hour, top and bottom of the hour, and you can find them on demand at WRJN.com. From the Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow.
The Bucks head to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks found out last night they'll face the Atlanta Hawks in the semifinals Saturday of the NBA Cup in Las Vegas. Tip-off time 3:30. Atlanta beat the Knicks in New York 108-100 to qualify. College hoops. The Badgers on the road against the Butler Bulldogs in Indianapolis. Game time Saturday at 1:30. Last night in Green Bay, the Milwaukee Panthers beat the UW Green Bay Phoenix 88-67. The Phoenix now 2-9 under Doug Gottlieb. NFL. Packers defensive back Jair Alexander back and expected to play after missing the past month with a knee injury. The Packers in Seattle Sunday night. Luke Musgrave returned to practice. Jordan Love on seeing the tight end finally doing some drills after ankle surgery in early October.
Yeah, it's been awesome to see Luke. He was out there in pads and whatnot doing some individual stuff today. So, you know, had a tough injury. Didn't know when he was going to be back. And it's awesome to have a guy like that back out there.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cold, but not as windy today. Mostly sunny, our high 13 this afternoon. The wind will decrease to about 5 to 15 here by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 4 above tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 30 with scattered showers tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 1 above.
Whenever there's a plane crash in this country, the news media love to use the term miracle, don't they? Like, if a plane crashes and no one is killed, they say it was a miracle that no one was killed. If a plane crashes and a few people are killed, they say it was a miracle that more people weren't killed. If a plane crashes and there's only one survivor, they say it was a miracle that that person survived. If a plane crashes and everybody is killed, they say it was a miracle the plane just missed hitting that warehouse on the ground. If the plane hits the warehouse, they say it was a miracle it didn't hit an hour earlier when it was crowded with people. And if it hits it when it's crowded with people and everybody is killed, they go and find that guy that missed the flight by 5 minutes. They say it was a miracle he got a flat tire on the way to the airport. Remember that one plane just disappeared a couple years ago, that Malaysian thing? I don't have a fear of flying, but I do have a fear of just disappearing someday. Where's Dennis? Nobody knows. He was sitting in that chair a couple of months ago. Nobody's seen him since.
Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
It's 8:10 at WRJN Local News Timeless Hits and some Christmas classics as well. Well, this guy is facing charges for groping a random woman on the subway. His defense? He touched her by mistake when he was trying to pick her pocket. Let's see how that plays out in court. It's 8:11 now. We're looking for sunshine today with a high near 14. Right now it's sunny. It's 1 degree right here at Radio Park.
There's a place up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away, if you're going. Leave the sinking ship behind. Come on the rising wind. We're going up around the bend.
Groves, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
Thank you.
baby does the hanky panky.
James of the Shondells, the Hanky Panky. It's 8:16 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and some Christmas classics as well. You know, yesterday was December 11th. It was dubbed Breakup Day. It was done back in 2008 after someone analyzed Facebook status updates and found a ton of people break up exactly 2 weeks before Christmas. Experts think there are a few reasons for it. The holidays are stressful. Might be having second thoughts about the person meeting your family. And a surprising number of us will break up just to get out of buying someone an extra gift. The day of the year you're least likely to get dumped is Christmas Day, because it's just cruel. But don't assume you're safe if you make it to the 25th. Anything could happen, right? It's 8:17 at WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you decide to watch a movie in between Christmas shopping sprees, here are some options opening this weekend in your local theaters. The Lord of the Rings, The War of the Rohirrim, opens wide December 13th. The animated fantasy adventure film is set almost 200 years before the live-action Lord of the Rings trilogy begins. The reviews are mostly favorable. Also opening wide is Kraven the Hunter, an action adventure film starring Russell Crowe and potential new James Bond actor Aaron Taylor-Johnson. Tread cautiously with this one, as there are no reviews in yet. Nickel Boys is a story about two young African-American kids in a reform school in Florida. The film opens with a limited run, but has excellent reviews and drew a Best Pick nomination from the Golden Globes. Pamela Anderson has a film opening that Tommy Lee is not in, called The Last Showgirl. All kidding aside, the film is about, you guessed it, a showgirl dealing with life after a 30-year run in Vegas. It's gotten very good reviews, and critics are raving about Anderson's performance. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Silent night? Not a chance. But sometimes joyful noise is the perfect way to celebrate the holidays in the best Christmas pageant ever, the musical. Opening this Friday at the Racine Theatre Guild. The six horrible Herdman siblings cause havoc when they audition for the Christmas pageant. Catastrophe looms as everyone calls on the director to cancel the whole thing. With a heartfelt and humorous musical, this group of misfits just might teach the town about the true meaning of Christmas. Visit RacineTheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
Right now at Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin. Get $11,500 off MSRP on a 2025 Ram 1500 Bighorn during their Wrap Up the Year sales event. Plus, get $2,000 Ford Conquest cash without trading in a Ford product. Get to Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram for their Wrap Up the Year sales event today. See dealer for complete details. Plus tax, title, and dock fee to well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. Must finance through Stellantis Financial.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you check everything off your holiday list and save big while you're at it. This Sunday is Runnings' 10% off almost anything sale. Whether it's power tools for the handyman, cozy gear for the outdoor adventurer, holiday decor for the home, or supplies for your furry friends, don't miss the chance to give the gift of quality and savings. 10% off almost anything store-wide for one day only at Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Day number 8 of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. It's the most wonderful time of the year to indulge in holiday sweets. Savor the warmth of freshly baked cobbler straight from the oven, browned with vanilla bean ice cream. Or share the joy of the season with cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Perfect for those winter nights. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
Jingle Bell Rock, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too, at WRJN. Well, here's a sweet story for you. For 15 years now, someone has been putting Christmas lights on a random pine tree on the side of a highway in Montana. Turns out, it's a real sweet story. Here it is. A random trucker started doing this to make his wife smile. He's driving. He drives a regular rig, Texas to Calgary route. In 2009, he was doing it. And was on the phone with her when he saw this lonely tree in a field. So he joked that he should go dress it up. He tied some ribbons on it that year, but promised to do a better job on his next trip. Now, he stops every year to add a bunch of lights and ornaments. She doesn't travel with him, so he sends her pictures of the tree. No one knew who was doing it until he found a note tied to the tree in 2017 that read, "Thank you. You have no idea how much of an impact you made in our community." The couple who left the note added their phone number, so he called them, and they've been helping him decorate the tree ever since, including this year. I saw a picture of it. I didn't see any lights on it. And the reason I noticed that, because I thought, well, there's no electricity. It's in the middle of nowhere in a field. But the tree looks magnificent, and they keep adding to it every year. It's kind of a sweet story, isn't it? It's 824 at WRJ. I got Benny King and the Drifters now. This is On Broadway on WRJN.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air.
On Broadway.
But when you're walking down the street and you ain't had enough to eat, the glitter will ride off and you're nowhere.
On Broadway.
They say the girls are something else on Broadway.
On Broadway.
But looking at them just gives me the blues. One thing.
just like I need you. Hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. I ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week. Love you every day, girl. Always on my mind. One thing I can say, girl. Love you all.
A week from the movie Help. It's 8:30 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and some Christmas classics as well. Well, how important is snow during the holiday season? If given the option, 40% of people say they'd rather travel to somewhere where it's colder and snowier than hotter and sunnier. You know what I say? Welcome to Wisconsin. We're right now in Racine, we're up to 2 degrees, all right? Let's check news. Here's Chris for Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Chris Morrow, in for Stuart J. Waddles. Let's take a look at news. It's going to stay cold for a while today. Some of the coldest temperatures since last January have settled over Racine and Kenosha counties. Going to be no more than the low to mid-teens for a high today. If even that, wind chills will stay below zero. You could get frostbite if you're outside for 30 minutes or even less with skin exposed with the high winds and frigid temperatures. One thing to be aware of are scammers that are taking advantage of people who are afraid of losing their power during the cold. There is a moratorium on shutting off electricity during the winter. So if you get a call from somebody saying you owe them money and you owe them now, they're lying to you. They can't turn off your power because of non-payment. Those moratoriums last until mid-spring. Well, while Microsoft is using most of the land, Foxconn's still getting most of the tax credits. A recent state report showing that Foxconn has been approved for almost $9 million in state tax credits for 2023. The report shows just over 1,100 Foxconn people working in the state, and the company spending $24 million in Racine County development. The long-awaited facelift of Reef Point Marina making progress. Over half the docks on the northeast portion of the area have been removed as part of phase one. A special barge with a crane is helping to relocate the old docks to Bell Harbor Marina. They'll store them there temporarily. Once it's done, there'll be new docks, pumping stations, and restrooms. Heading down to Kenosha, the Kenosha Police Department has welcomed a brand new member, Tilly, a 16-week-old Labrador Retriever donated to the department to serve as a therapy dog. An organization called Partners with Paws was created to support officer wellness and make the donation. Tilly starts her therapy dog training early next month. The statement says the initiative is part of efforts to prioritize the mental health of officers in the Kenosha Police Department. That's what's happening in news. We have updates for you at the top and bottom of every hour, or you can get it on demand online at WRJN.com. From the Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
WRJN weather.
It is going to be cold, but not as windy today. Mostly sunny, our high 13 this afternoon. The wind will decrease to about 5 to 15 here by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 4 above. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 30 with scattered showers tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 1 above.
Hey, here's something I don't think a parent has ever said. The kids are upstairs playing with all their old Happy Meal toys. I don't think a McDonald's Happy Meal toy has ever made it to sundown. Usually they break as you're taking them out of the cellophane. What is this? Oh, it's broken. Toss it into the trash receptacle. Even if you do get it to work, you never want to do it more than once. So what happens? You push this button, it shoots at 4 inches. Throw it in the trash. Somebody shut that toy factory down.
Harvest dancing in the moonlight, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics too at WRJN. I've got a feel-good story for you. A Frontier Airlines flight from Orlando to Knoxville got canceled. So 13 random passengers that didn't know each other rented a van together and went on an epic 650-mile road trip. They took turns driving, and they said they had a blast doing it. Yeah, bypass the planes. Take a road trip. I like it. It's going to be sunny today with a high near 14. Right now it is sunny. It's 1 degree at Radio Park. Here's Diana Ross and the Supremes. My world is empty without you.
My world is empty without you. We'll be right back.
Jefferson Airplane, Somebody to Love, Local News, Timeless Hits, and Christmas Classics, too, at WRJN. Well, a site called Find My Past went through 14 billion, that's billion with a B, documents from the past 500 years, looking for people with holiday-themed names. The most common one, Ivy. I know some Ivies. But at least 3,200 kids have the name Reindeer. 579 have the name Snowman, and 23 people have the name Eggnog. I want to do an interview with one of the parents that named their kid Eggnog. Just call me if you ever named your kid Eggnog, and you can come on this station. I want a complete, understandable reason why you would do something like that. Eggnog. Well, that's like Frank Zappa named his daughter Moon Unit. And his son, Dweezil. Yeah, those are names you don't hear every day, huh? Here come the Association and Windy. Association, Windy, Local News, Timeless Hits, and Christmas Classics, too, at WRJN. Got one of the most classic Christmas tunes coming up for you in just a moment. Monday, we talked about a missing lottery ticket. Remember that? Worth $197 million. It expired this past Saturday. We didn't know if the guy was going to, you know, show up or not. Well, the winner hadn't come forward. But the guy who won the first half of the $395 million jackpot is now suing California, claiming he's entitled to the other half. Well, it's kind of convoluted, but he says he actually bought both tickets but lost one and still wants the full prize. Two nagging questions, though, they had. Why did it take him about 6 months to submit the first winning ticket? And why did he not file a lawsuit sooner than the day before the deadline? I don't think he's going to collect on that, but they claim he bought two separate tickets and they were both purchased basically at the same time. So he wants the other $197 million.
What would you do? Would you give it to them?
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Make Lee's Deli part of your holiday celebrations. Whether it's a festive lunch, dinner, or quick bite, Lee's Deli has you covered with their fresh chef salads and signature subs. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Momo's Supermarket at 1912 52nd Street in Kenosha. Also, stop by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and pre-ordering catering options like the famous holiday party trays. Lee's Deli, spreading holiday cheer one meal at a time.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said
many times, many ways. Merry Christmas to you. So I'm offering the simple phrase to kids from 1 to 19. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
What a classic. Bel Torme wrote that in the heat of summer in Palm Springs, California. And the story goes that it was so hot outside, he just sat down talking about cold things like Jack Frost nipping at your nose and everything that reminded him of winter. And before they know it, they put together the song, the Christmas song. And here it is, an annual classic, right? It's 8:53 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too.
I saw you sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care, she sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair, flowers everywhere. She smiled up at me, and she took my hand, and we walked to the park alone. And I knew she had made me happy. Flowers in her hair, flowers everywhere. She simply caught my eye.
I love the flower girl.
She seems so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind. Suddenly the sun broke through.
See the star.
I turned around, she was gone.
Sills at WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too. Finally this morning, when you were growing up, it's easy to think of that everything your family did is normal, right? But when you went to a friend's house, you might be in for a bit of a shock. A list of bizarre house rules people experience in other people's homes growing up include reusing bathwater. That gives me the creepy crawls. Phones being confiscated upon entering the house, a ban on chewing gum, and not crushing crackers on soup. When I was a little kid, I stayed over Glenn Van Leuven's house. He lived right across the street from us. And we got up for breakfast, and Dinah's mother made eggs and pancakes, but she made it with sour milk. So everything tasted kind of off. And I said, something tastes funny. She goes, yes, we use sour milk for everything. Oh, that explains it. I never ate food over that house again. Just the thought of curdled old milk being in my food. All right, coming up next is Dan Marcus. He'll be by. Don't forget, at 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock, he's got our Text to Win contest keywords for you. And if you want the complete rules, head to civicmedia.us/contest terms for the full rules for our Text to Win game contest, okay? So he'll have the Text to Win keyword for you at 11 a.m., 1 p.m. Then Kurt Vollman's got another one at 4 p.m. this afternoon. Download the Civic Media app at civicmedia.us, and you'll see WRJN at the bottom. Click on that, hit text, and when Dan gives you the keyword after 11 o'clock, text it to us right away, and you'll be in the running for a great prize. He'll tell you what that prize is coming up after 11 o'clock, all right? I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning on a Friday morning, hopefully with a better voice.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, gonna meet some gentle people there. All those who come to San Francisco, summertime will be a loving there. In the street of San Francisco, gentle people with flowers in their hair.
All across the nation, such a strange vibration. To some